research, so that's good to have that. So anyway, yeah, I mean, basically, it, from the lab's point of view, it was a problem that, you know, we, here we had this one machine, we only had no time sharing on it or anything, and tying it up to watch this life thing was something that we had to be somewhat concerned about.
There's a young gentleman who's a senior now, I think, or like will be a senior, and he's built, he took printed circuit boards with 16 LEDs and a little microcontroller, and they have interfaces on each side. So he had hundreds of them printed, and he just solder them together, and it plays life. But he can just, it's infinitely extensible, according to him.
Awesome. Well, that is a thing, of course. It's a simplification to have just a toroid. Here is some kind of a math maxima thing, and the question is, which one is it? As we were discussing the other day, there's basically two different mathematics programs that were going on at this time. One of them was this guy Engelmann from MITRE, who was really just a guest and visitor, and his thing really wasn't, it was okay. I mean, he was a good hack, but it didn't lead that much, and MITRE being a government dependent upon government funding and so forth, they didn't really have the resources to carry it too far. The other one, of course, was Joel Moses's and Maxima, and that, of course, had quite a bit longer life, and they had a group of graduate students who did quite a bit of innovation in mathematics connected with the thing. So this program established a following and was used for many years. It has a long story. Unfortunately, it did not develop out as well as it might have, but that's another story. Okay, so anyway, I'm not positive based on this, which one this is, if this is Engelmann's or if this is Moses's. But it's one of them. Okay, so that's 57. Okay, now 58.